Friday, March 27th, 2015. Guess what time it is? Time for another Drupalize Me podcast. Drupalize Me. Oh, yeah. Well, thanks for joining us today. And today's going to be a little bit of a different podcast. The Drupalize Me team, we get together and we have sprints that have everything to do with our content, our videos, what we're doing next, improvements on our sites. And we all flew in and met in Atlanta and ate lots of food, and it was awesome. But we spent the days just planning what's happening. We just finished up a quarter pretty much. So we just kind of want to recap and let our members know what we did, just in case they haven't noticed or been reading our blog, and what we're planning for the next quarter, so they can get excited to see what's coming up and what's on our mind. But I think maybe we'll just kind of start out. I'm going to let everyone know who's on. We've got Amber. Amber, say hello.
Hello.
Woo-hoo. And we've got Blake Hall.
Howdy.
And we've got Joe.
Hello.
And we have Will.
Good morning, everybody.
I just chose who and what I was going to use last names on. I don't know why I did that, but that's how it rolls. We're going to roll like that anyways. So yeah, we're all here on this podcast. Another reason we're doing this podcast is I've got a blog post that's coming out next week that I'm trying to advance the way we do podcasting. And most of the time when we do a podcast, it's a Skype conversation. And when there's multiple people, if someone has a dog in the background, someone's Skype hangs up, something crazy happens, it's really, really difficult to edit that out. So right now, all the Drupalize Me team got together and they all called in on a different Skype instance on my computer, and I'm routing everybody all crazy with Magic and iPads and Logic Pro X so they can all talk to each other and hear each other. And we wanted to test this out to see how this is going to work. So then when we have guests on, they don't have to worry about much. So this is kind of a test as well of an information podcast about what the heck are we up to and what we've been doing. So, but before we dive right into our conversation, let's go ahead and cover some news and some events. The big news, our very own Addison Berry was elected to the Drupal board. Heck yeah. So congratulations goes out to Addison. She was going to join us for this podcast, but she wasn't feeling so well, so no big deal. But we just want to congratulate her, and that is just awesome news. Another thing is Drupalize Me is continued introducing videos to our What's New in Drupal 8 series. So we're covering everything that is new from Drupal 8, basically comparing it, we'll say to Drupal 7, but it's obviously just what's new in general. It may not even be something that's in Drupal 7 that we're covering that's now in Drupal 8. So what's new? One thing I want you to be aware of as you're watching those series, we do have a block that's on the page, I think in the right sidebar, where you can choose to be notified when more content related to these What's New in D8 series comes out. It's a way for us to just let you know when Drupal 8's coming up, and we just want to see what you're interested in and just to see where everybody's at when it comes to wanting to learn some Drupal 8. Also, Will this week put out an awesome post on Vagrant. I'm sure we'll mention that in this podcast. It was Vagrant and Drupal 8 development, which was pretty sweet. Also, they announced the Aaron Winbord Award to honor amazing community members. Aaron had just passed away, and I honestly never got to meet him. He was in Drupal way earlier than I ever was, but a lot of Lolbots were friends with him, and he just sounds like he was an amazing person. And I just found it amazing that they did this to honor him and to honor the concept of community members in his name. So that's just a fantastic thing. Also, the D8 Accelerate Fund is still happening, and guess what? Lolbot and Drupalize Me, we want to help Drupal 8 out. So we put our money where our mouth is, I guess you could say, and we donated to the Drupal 8 Acceleration Fund. So that was pretty cool. So that's some news. Some events. Most of the events are coming up here in the further future, but we've got the Florida Drupal Camp, April 11th, 12th in Orlando. We've got a lot of Lolbots that are going to be there. So I hope you can make it there. Just go there just to enjoy Florida's beautiful weather. I highly recommend it. Obviously, the big one coming up in the future, DrupalCon LA. The whole Drupalize Me team is going to be out there. Come check us out at our booth, which is going to be with the Lolbot booth. It's going to be pretty epic. It's going to be a blast. So, also, the Front End Design Conf, which is May 21st to the 22nd another event in gorgeous Florida, in St. Pete, Florida. Man, I've been there a lot. It's a great place, and I've actually been to that conference before in the past. But this one, our very own Jared Ponchot will be speaking, so I highly recommend that you go check that out. So that's some news and some events that are coming up. So, okay, let's get this going. I think what we want to start out with is Q1 was awesome. Pretty sure we knocked off all of our goals, and let's cover a few things we did tech-wise. We've done a ton to our site, and everything we're doing is just enhancing it for you guys, and Joe's the man that comes to making sure those updates are happening and they're going live. Joe, you want to maybe recap a few cool things we've done?
I'm like trying to remember what we did. That's like 3 months ago. I don't remember any of it. let's see. I think the big thing that we worked on for the first part of this year was improvements to the library page. So when you visit our site and you click on the videos tab, library tab in the top right, and you see a big list of videos that you can browse through. We've been making incremental improvements just to the design of that page and the functionality, adding some new filters and making the display of videos and series and other pieces of content on there a little bit, hopefully more intuitive. I guess it's also a little bit like we're just assuming that it is based on, you know, we knew that it wasn't as good as we would like it to be. And so we started iterating on the design and adding some improvements. And now that those are out there, our hope is to continue to make those better. It's start to find ways to seek feedback from users of our site as to what is working and what isn't working, and make improvements based on feedback rather than us just always kind of going, well, we think this is a good idea, but not actually having any idea if it's a good idea or not. So that was kind of the big focus, was the library page. In doing so, and kind of this sort of came out of the stuff that we had done with our search pages recently, we've been converting a lot of the, whenever you view a listing of videos on our site or a list of series or really kind of a list of anything at this point, we've been converting to this idea of having what we've just called display cards, but basically a view mode for each of the different content types that we can use in these list contexts. That's a more full featured display. So instead of just building views that are a list of fields like title and thumbnail and so forth, we've got a view mode now for each of our different content types like video or series or blog post. And it allows us to do a little bit more with theming and making things a little bit more reusable, I guess, so that you're not trying to build a view that has the exact same fields but slightly different filters for different pages and so forth. Now we just build a view with the filters we want and say apply the display card view mode to all of the content. And in theory, things start looking good. It's kind of what the focus has been recently, I think.
I'm gonna put this one out there to see if you know it. It'd be cool if you did, but if you don't worry. How many bugs did we squash?
No idea.
All right. We did a lot of bug squashing though, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're always, it's hard to differentiate between like what was a bug and what was a new feature a lot of times. So like in GitHub, which we use for tracking all of the work that we're doing on our sites, certain things are tagged as bugs. I would actually say in the last few months, we've actually closed very few bugs and we've spent more time working on new features.
Yes, that's the way it should be. I like how you said we weren't really sure the difference between bugs and features. You pretty much just described Drupal, so that's just how it rolls. Another thing we actually did in Q1, because that happened, is we had Blake and Will join the team, so that's awesome. So, and they joined us in Atlanta, and they're on the podcast, so it's going to be awesome to hear from them. So that was pretty much a lot of cool stuff we've done on the tech end. We put out quite a bit of content too, and including we're starting the What's New in Drupal 8 series, but Amber's the one in charge of what's up with the content. Amber, do you Do you want to maybe
yes,
give a recap?
Like, promotion has finally come through.
I was going to call you the queen of content, but I didn't know if that was proper or not. But yeah.
It's definitely proper.
Okay.
You can send me my tiara.
I will.
You know my address.
The queen of content. What did we do? What else have we done? We had, I mean, tons of stuff.
Yeah. Well, we have the What's New in Drupal 8 video presentations, for lack of a better term. And we went through all of the major concepts and big changes and new features in Drupal 8. And we divvied them up amongst all the trainers that we had at the time. And we all created presentations about those features. And that was also an exercise that served our D8 curriculum planning. So yeah, we just came out with a presentation for each major feature, but behind the scenes that generated a ton of brainstorming and material and outlines and all this good work that goes into planning out our series for Drupal 8 and which ones we're going to do first and what's going to go into that. So there was a lot of behind the scenes work that you'll see later on this year. But right now we just have those What's New in Drupal 8 presentations up, and they're continuing to be released. We also partnered with KNP University, and an upcoming series is a primer. I don't know. However I want to say it, right? An introduction to object-oriented PHP. So one of our goals has been, in our curriculum, has been to offer some Drupal 8 prep curriculum, prep training materials. So we've got YAML videos out, semantic versioning, dependency injection introduction, all sorts of things like that. And so in that same vein, we're offering up a intro to object-oriented PHP, in which you'll get to build your own little interactive app. And so that's a lot of fun. That's what we've got going in the pipeline, or what we have done this last quarter and what's coming up right around the corner. And we've also got, let's see, Joe, did your simple test series. I'm like starting to draw a blank. Did that already come out? I think it already did. That came out this quarter as well. Yeah, so we have Joe's simple test. So if you are interested in learning simple tests, we've got that up on the site already. What else came out this quarter? The multi-site. Yeah. So Addy did a series on multi-site, and kind of dovetailing the multi-site, an upcoming series of hers will be on domain access. So that kind of fits in with that whole space, like what to do with multiple sites sort of thing. Well, you can do Drupal core multi-site, you can do domain access. So the domain access part of that is coming out soon. And also at our retreat, we determined our next series that we're going to be planning. So actually right now, I forgot to mention, I'm editing, doing a rough cut to hand over to Kyle for final editing of a series on project management. And this is a different kind of series for us because it involves a bunch of interviews that we did at our retreat in the fall, our Lullabot retreat in the fall. And we interviewed a bunch of Lullabot project managers and sales manager and director of ops. And so we've got some great footage, great information about the sales process, project management, estimation, managing developers, all that good stuff. So I'm putting that together, and that's going to be coming out in a couple of months here. And then we also, like I just mentioned, we determined what we were going to be working on next. So for me, and I'll just go around the Skype-osaurus here, as we like to call it. So for me, I'm going to be working on the Zen project, doing a series for Zen, which is a base theme for theming. So, and it gives you lots of tools to be able to use SAS in your theme. So I'm looking forward to diving into that. And yeah, so let's see, Joe, you're working on MailChimp, right?
It's to be determined at this point.
To be determined. So we're kind of in the early stages here.
I was going to actually be working on Facebook and Twitter stuff. But it's still being to be determined.
So we're fleshing out. We're still, you know, it's not even the next quarter yet. So we're still kind of fleshing out what everybody's going to do. But Blake, you had some ideas about your series, didn't you?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to be doing a series that will take on some shape around generally decoupling Drupal. I know a lot of people in the community have been talking about headless Drupal, and there's been a lot of buzz around that. I don't like the name headless, so I'm going to keep saying decoupled Drupal, but it's basically the same thing. So I imagine that'll take the form of a few lessons in kind of how you can expose data from Drupal, and then also what some of the different front-end technologies you might want to use will look like. I just came off of a project in client services right before I joined the Drupalize.me team, where we built an app for the Saturday Night Live 40th anniversary with React.js. So I wouldn't be too shocked if there's a little bit of talk about React in the lessons. I'm also interested in Angular, so there might be an Angular lesson there too. But the actual final list of videos that will come out of that are still a little bit to be determined, but lots and lots of exciting stuff around decoupling Drupal and kind of what you can do in that space. So it should be a fun series to do.
Yeah, and also demystifying that for people. It's like one of those things that gets thrown around a lot, and unless you're on like the bleeding edge, you might not know what's going on there. So I'm excited about that series. That's going to be awesome.
Blake lives on the bleeding edge.
I know he does. That's why we love Blake. He's on the bleeding edge, and he's on our team now. Yeah. Yay, we win. Will, what about you? What are you planning for next quarter?
So I'm going to be doing a series on Node.js integration. So that'll be everything from installing Node.js on your local system or your server, taking a look at the Node.js Drupal module, or I guess it's submodules, and then also going to get a lesson in there on setting up Node for kind of production use, if you will. So some tools you can use to demonize the process and make sure things survive restarts and all that good stuff. So really excited to kind of sink my teeth into the first series I'm going to get to do. I'm really excited for it. So.
Oh, and congratulations on your first Drupalize.me blog post. So Will just published a tutorial on setting up the Vagrant Drupal development module to set up a Drupal 8 development environment on your local computer. So check that out on the Drupalize.me blog. Kyle, what about you? What have you got planned?
Yeah, mine's top secret.
As it should be.
It's not flushed. It should be. Yeah. It's not totally flushed out yet, but it's my goal to add a new feature to our website that will also contain some videos. We get a lot of requests just how to do something like, how do I put a carousel on my front page? Or how do I use, you know, a particular module to achieve something, not just how do you install it? So there's a lot of how-tos that people ask. So I'm going to leave it at that.
Mysterious.
Yes. I try to be mysterious.
Well, I'm going to hand it back over to you.
All right. Kyle. Thank you for the content update, Your Highness. I think that would be the proper way.
That is correct. All right. Yes. Thank you. You're welcome. You may go.
I hope she doesn't get used to this. Oh, boy.
So my headphones are getting tight. My head is inflated.
So Q1, we rocked it, and we were excited about it, and that's why we got together to celebrate that and to continue on with what's going on with Q2. And we gave you kind of a sneak peek there. One thing that Amber brought up with the what's new in Drupal 8, just putting it out there, part of the things we're doing is those helped, like she said, helped us start our curriculum. We do a lot of stuff when it comes to putting out a single video or a series of videos, from tons of documentation to just planning, and we basically just call that our curriculum. And we are now starting the curriculum as we should, because Drupal 8, we don't know when it's coming out, but we are starting it because we should be on top of the ball, because that's who we are. So we're starting.
I should say that we have started it.
Yeah, you're right. We technically started it a while ago. We started putting out the blog post
last year. Yeah.
So we've got, it's our main goal is a Drupal 8 curriculum. So we're learning it, we're loving it, and just keep a lookout after the series. So come on, Drupal, let's get Drupal 8, let's get that thing launched. So some site enhancements for Q2. I know that we've got a few things we're working on, and hey, Joe.
I think we've got some work in progress to make the tools for purchasing and managing group accounts on the site a little bit easier to use and a little bit more, I guess, self-serve, so that you can do more of the things that are involved with managing a group account without having to email us and ask for help in doing so. There's a lot of things right now, not a lot, but there's a few things right now that it's just you have to have a certain level of access to the site that only administrators have in order to make changes to a group and set up groups and so forth. We're trying to make it easier for people to do those things on their own. Honestly, most of the stuff that we're working on for the next quarter is stuff that's going to be behind the scenes, and people, users of the site, aren't really going to see. It's more tools for ourselves in order to make it easier to publish content and easier to collaborate on the building our site. And with Blake and Will now helping out with the site, we're kind of taking an opportunity to, with a fresh set of eyes, I guess, look at the processes that we use for all the things that we do and trying to improve those. One of the things that I know Blake is interested in working on is to set up some tools that will allow us to get better preview of the work that we're doing, I guess. It's this tool that we use at Lullabot internally a lot called Tugboat, which is basically a set of scripts that anytime somebody submits a pull request in GitHub, it clones a copy of the site and applies the pull request. And the gist of it is it gives you a link that you can go to and visit and see the changes that were introduced by that pull request, which hopefully makes it easier for us all to collaborate on the work that we're doing rather than right now where it's, you know, I'm like, yeah, hey, you guys, I changed the size of the headings. Do you want to see what it looks like? Oh, let me take a screenshot and send it to everybody. Using tools like this will hopefully allow us to see the changes that we're making live. That's kind of the idea there. Probably not a lot of stuff, though, that's going to be user-facing in the next few months, I think.
Yeah, but it may not be user-facing, but we're doing it to give our users content better, faster, quicker, stronger. That's how I'm gonna leave it like that. That makes sense to me. So yeah. All right. Well, another thing that we did as we got together, we had a good discussion because we all love our jobs. We actually all love to teach, and we love Drupalize Me, but we also just kind of had a sit down. It wasn't Indian style or anything crazy like that, but we just all kind of talked about a desire that we all kind of have, and maybe a goal of Drupalize Me and us personally, was, you know, we have a desire to improve online education. The online education is actually a pretty big space with a lot of competition, but it's really hard to say, does it work? Is it working? Is it on par compared to, you know, just going to college or learning online? And we just thought of ways and just discuss, is there ways and what can we do to help improve and things like that. So that, I mean, we got some pretty good discussion on that. So that was pretty cool. Anyone have any thoughts about, I mean, it was kind of like, what can we do? Is video working? Is video not working? Are badges the way to go? There was just a lot of discussion on what could we do to improve the space, and not necessarily just in Drupal, but just in online education altogether.
One thing I'd kind of like to see is I sort of took last year off from attending a lot of Drupal events, and I went to JSConf and NodeConf and got a chance to kind of see how the JavaScript community handles events and training and tutorials and things. And the NodeConf model actually got me really, really excited. I think Michael Rogers, who runs that, does a really great job where each of the sessions, there were 8 of them, and each of them was a half an hour to an hour long. And everybody at the conference got a randomized schedule, so everyone went to every session, which meant that if you were a presenter, you had to repeat it 8 times. But each session used this tool called Workshopper, which is a command line thing that basically lets you run through a series of lessons and has tests around the lessons to sort of let you know whether or not you accomplished learning what they were setting out to teach you. And that sort of self-guided, self-paced, text-based tutorial stuff along with assessment was really, really interesting. And it got a lot of sparks flying for me to try to figure out how we could do something similar in the Drupal space, where we can not only have these video tutorials, but also give our members a way to sort of know that they actually learned the concepts that we're trying to get across in lessons. So I'm still doing a ton of brainstorming around that, trying to figure out what the best way to do it is. But over the next couple of years, or hopefully sooner, that would be one of my big goals, is to figure out a way to bring something kind of like that experience to Drupalize Me.
Yeah, that was cool when you were talking about that and all the different things that they were doing. And just, I don't know, it was a cool conversation. We all just put it out there, things we thought might work, doesn't work. And I just wanted to bring it up because it's just, I think our members should know that we think about how to make this experience better all the time. And basically just, it helps them out and helps us out. So, but yeah, I don't want to waste everyone's time. I just wanted to let our members know what we've been up to. We get together whenever we can, whenever it's possible. It's tough because we're all in different locations. We kind of chose Atlanta. It was central for everybody, has some great food and drinks, and it was great to see everybody in person. And I just want to get you all on this podcast just so we can let our members know what we've been up to, and just so, you know, just a chat, you know. So I appreciate everyone coming on. Anybody have anything else they want to add before we end this one up?
Go team!
I guess I'm putting in quite a bit of work on our mobile apps right now with another member of the team. You know, we're well aware of some current issues with Android, etc. So we're working hard to get our mobile applications up to speed again and get those re-released so that everybody can have a wonderful experience from their phone or tablet to, you know, be in line with visiting Drupalize Me on a desktop machine.
Yes, very cool. All right, well, I just like to thank you guys one more time. And other than that, I guess everyone should just keep on Drupaling.